Empower Radio presents Welcome to Blissville with the Bliss Lady, Terry Williams. Get ready to connect with inspiring, motivating, enlightening, and joyful guests who are following their bliss. Now, here's your host, Terry Williams.
Ooh, well, welcome indeed. Boy, I don't know about the rest of you, but I am feeling some crazy energy in the universe this past couple weeks. Maybe it's the shift from summer to autumn, or maybe it's just the whole consciousness and reality of everything that's going on in our world today. Well, I'm really excited to be able to have an amazing guest on our show. We're going to talk about shifts in consciousness and meaningful, fulfilling relationships and how to kind of work through everything that's happening. Jennifer Giordano, boy, I hope I've got that right, is my guest here today. And we're going to talk about some really cool topics. One of them is the Isha Foundation and something called inner engineering and how we can raise our consciousness now. So welcome to Blissville. Is it Dr. Giordano?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking time to be here with us today. I really appreciate it. And let's talk a little bit about your specialty first. You're a DO and a psychiatrist?
Yeah, yep. I'm a doctor of osteopathy and also a psychiatrist. I have a private practice. And I see adults mostly for general psychiatry issues and mental health and well-being.
Well, and it, your practice is here in Farmington Hills, right outside of the Detroit area. It sounded like, in what I've read, that you work a lot with anxiety and depression, and you use kind of an integrative approach for health and wellness, particularly meditation.
Yes. Yeah, I do. As I noticed going through my training in psychiatry and in medicine, I noticed that, you know, we could do things for people and for patients who are suffering, particularly emotionally or mentally, in the area of anxiety and depression. And I saw that we could do some things for them, but oftentimes it wasn't the cure, or it wasn't the end-all, be-all of what people were seeking for, finding true, you know, peace or happiness or general overall just feeling, content or feeling okay with life or feeling like they're able to handle life and not be overwhelmed by it. So that was when I started to consider and look into things other than just medication and the traditional Western offerings for people. And I've had a personal interest in meditation since my early 20s. I think there was just a time when I started to realize that, you know, there was something more going on, or I wanted to find deeper answers to some of life's tough questions. And so over the last 15 plus years, I've studied a lot about meditation and then found my way to Isha Foundation about 6 years ago.
And what's the Isha Foundation?
Isha Foundation is a nonprofit, non-denominational public service organization. And they offer yoga and meditation programs throughout the world. And also they do several social upliftment projects, particularly in southern India, but also in Africa and here in the United States. And the Isha Foundation was founded by Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev, who is a world-renowned yogi. He's the one who designed the meditation practices that are offered through Isha Foundation, and he's the one who I met 6 years ago here in the Metro Detroit area. And learned some meditation practices from that that truly helped transform my life. inside and out.
And he's coming here soon. I know he travels. He travels and does his work around the world, but he'll be in the Detroit area very soon. And that information will be posted on the Empower Radio website. So I encourage all of you listeners to visit our website, listen to his stuff, and tune in and see if you're inspired to attend it. The event that he's hosting here is called Inner Engineering, correct?
Yeah, yep, that's right. And it will be held October 12th through 14th, so it'll be a Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday. And it'll be held at Cobo Hall. And in that program, he teaches a 21-minute daily meditation practice that a person can easily integrate into daily life and that has been studied on a pretty wide scale to have multiple health benefits, including reducing anxiety and depression, helping tremendously with insomnia, reducing chronic pain, reducing blood pressure, helping with thyroid conditions, and even blood sugar, diabetes. So he'll be here. It's a rare and wonderful opportunity because he is his time is demanded across the globe. The last time he was here in Michigan was 3 years ago. So it's wonderful to be able to have him back to offer this program.
Well, it sounds like a really great opportunity to really get in touch with yourself. I have been meditating myself for years, and at first, I remember years ago, and maybe that happened with you too, people kind of thought it was woo-woo and la-la and, you know, what are you doing? And now, more and more, there's an awareness of, as you said, how important meditation is to your overall health and well-being.
Yes, it has been wonderful to see that shift happen culturally and socially mm-hmm. here in the West. I absolutely love seeing that because I think, you know, meditation for me, what's so appealing about it is it doesn't have any side effects. You can't mm-hmm. get addicted to it. You can't overdose on it. And, you know, you can take it wherever you go. And once you learn how to do it, learn a technique, it's yours for life. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you can do. It's just like a self-empowering thing. You know, it's not like you're dependent on something outside of you or you have to go, you know, pay for something regularly to, you know, to feel better. It's something that comes from within. So I am particularly enamored with it because of that. And it is wonderful to see it so much more widely accepted. And I've been doing meditation sessions anywhere from, you know, Ford Motor Company to many of the major hospitals here in the Detroit metro area to Mercedes-Benz. And so it's not just, you know, it's not just the yoga studios or, you know, kind of the new agey, you know, groups on mm-hmm. the fringe. This has really come into mainstream American culture, which is, I just think, fantastic.
Well, you mentioned that you've been, you know, conducting these sessions around the area, and one of the things that I picked up on in the research, when I was researching more about you and what you offer, you are a facilitator for Isha Kriya meditation. What does that mean?
Isha Kriya is a meditation that Sadhguru is offering to anyone. All over the world. It's available for free online. And what I do is I go and just facilitate sessions so that people can try this in groups mm-hmm. and so that they can have the opportunity to do it in a group and then also, you know, ask questions and, you know, have the support of the group and then also have the opportunity to, you know, ask about it and understand more about what they're doing. But also this meditation is available free online at ishakriya.com. And so the same, you know, video that I go through in the groups and in the sessions, it's available. It's available there. And this is an offering for everyone's health and well-being and anyone. It's for people age 12 and older. But truly, it's an offering so that anybody can have access to at least a basic meditative technique.
Well, and people, we don't have to, you know, go out and grab a lot of tools and, you know, do a year-long study and you know, pay gobs and gobs of money, because meditation is a free practice. And yes, I mean, once you learn it, it is with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and, you know, Sadhguru's mission and the mission of Isha Foundation truly is to raise human consciousness. Because, you know, looking at the conditions of our planet, that there's just more and more human beings are filling up the planet. Mm-hmm. And for us to be able to live together and survive together, and for the planet to be able to survive our, you know, this level of population density, we have to be able to live peacefully, you know, within ourselves and with each other and with our environment and with the planet. Otherwise, you know, life with 9 billion of us, or whatever they're projecting it to be in 2050, you know, it would be pretty tough. So,
oh my gosh, yeah. You know, people ask me all the time what bliss means to me, you know, what happiness means to me, and how can you obtain that? And I think at the beginning of our conversation, you mentioned inner peace. And to me, being able to tune into that sense of inner peace is my happiness. Mm-hmm. And it offers me the ability to be able to share that with others. And it must be incredible to work with somebody like Sadhguru that is, you know, willing to step out and teach, and you yourself, you know, so many others around the world, to step into that state and reclaim their own self of and their own sense of inner peace and happiness.
Yeah, I think it's the best thing around, best thing going around town, personally. I am very passionate about it. I think fundamentally I'm just truly passionate about human health and well-being. And for me, I just think one of the most fundamental ways for a person to achieve that is to connect to that within the thing, you know, what you're referring to, is to make that connection to what is, you know, at the deep core of a human being.
Mm-hmm. As a health practitioner, how do your patients receive that? I mean, are they receptive and open to those techniques?
I've been surprised at how open people are. It's almost like there's a hunger out there. It's almost like there's such a need out there for a meditative process that people are just willing, open and accepting. It's been really interesting to see. You know, and I don't necessarily, you know, it's always based on a person's interest. I always say it's available as a tool. Whether or not they choose to make use of it, that's completely up to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are interested, and certainly, you know, I want to offer whatever tools I have for them, and certainly if they're interested, we'll go ahead and, you know, I do lots of sessions, Isha Kriya sessions, you know, right in my own office.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been truly surprised and touched by people's openness and willingness and their appreciation of it, too. The impact it's had on people. And there's just something so satisfying. There's nothing actually more satisfying to me than being with people becoming meditative, and often for the very first time in their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just delicious. It's just so satisfying to be in that situation, because you know how transforming it can be for a person. So I just, it's absolutely wonderful. Yeah, I love it.
I love how you described that as delicious. You know, when you say that, I can actually get a visualization of being in that space and how people are just really, they glow. Mm-hmm. You know, once they feel it, they glow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just such a great word. I read a quote that Sadhguru had on his one of his pages, and it says, "Peace and joy happens neither in the quietness of the forest nor in the accomplishments at the marketplace, but only from within." And that's the gift that you're giving.
Mm.
That's amazing.
I think, yeah, it's really like I see it as giving people the opportunity to find that, because it's always there. You know, they could always, it's always with them, whether they realize it or not. But it's almost like creating the space for mm-hmm. them to be able to get in touch with that lies within them. One of my most favorite quote on by Sadhguru, you know, like I have it on my Facebook page, and it's that everything worth knowing can be known from within.
Mm.
And that gets me. That, you know, that totally gets me, because basically what it's saying is that each one of us is completely whole and complete unto ourselves.
I love that quote. I have goosebumps. I mean, that's really amazing. Okay, so I'm planning on attending the Detroit conference, and give me a little bit more juice, a little bit more of that deliciousness of what happens at the 3-day events.
So during the events, there's discourses by Sadhguru, and he's absolutely wonderful. He's dynamic, and you'll crack up. You'll be cracking up for a good portion of the program. You'll learn a few basic yoga asanas, which are postures that mm-hmm. essentially get your body ready for doing the 21-minute daily meditation practice, which is called Shambhavi Mahamudra, and it's a kriya.
Oh, that was one of my questions. Can you say that again for me? That was a tongue twister.
Yeah, it's called no problem. Yeah, it was a tongue twister for me for a long time, and it's called Shambhavi Mahamudra Kriya.
Shambhavi Mahamudra Kriya.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so by the end of that program, you have learned that entire Kriya, which is 21 minutes long, and you learn it in stages throughout the weekend. And by the end of the weekend, you know the entire practice so that you can go home and practice it on your own.
Yeah, and again, you know, this has the potential to really enhance your life and your experiences on so many different levels.
Yeah, it's...
I'm guessing, like, reducing stress, which is one of the key factors affecting everybody these days.
Yeah, it's it can reduce stress, and it can even go as far as to eliminate it. It's an interesting thing that can happen when a person is in touch with that part within themselves, you know, the deeper levels, that there's a stillness within and a quiet within that, you know, it's almost like the waves of an ocean. Like mm-hmm. at the very top, it's rough and choppy. But if you go down to the depths of the ocean, it's still. Nothing's moving. and it can be the same way in life. You know, when you get in touch with that thing that is the, you know, the greater thing mm-hmm. that lies within a human being, then the rest of life, you know, the ups and downs and the driving the kids to school and making dinner and managing bills in life, and it kind of starts to take on an ease and a quality mm-hmm. of effortlessness that's it is just, it's beautiful to experience. It's beautiful to behold, and it's not something that it wasn't something I could believe until my life started taking on that quality.
Yeah, and until you made that inner shift.
Yeah, definitely. You know, my life shifted significantly.
You know, he talks about, you know, world consciousness and you know, going back to it starts with us. I mean, that happened for you, your world. And doing so, you are able to take that out and help the world around you.
Yeah, that's my intent.
Yeah,
my
definitely. Excellent. Well, and I would imagine that, you know, I'm really into thinking positive. Now, don't get me wrong. I can be the pissed lady as easily as I can be the bliss lady. You know what I mean? But but I would imagine that this helps you bring on just more positivity in your life, because you're finally feeling that within yourself again. I mean, I keep just sound like a broken record going back to within yourself, but that's the basics of it all.
Well, and I think that, yes, absolutely. And, you know, when you feel great inside of yourself, it's so much easier to share that. You know, or you know, a human being, whatever they're feeling internally is what they're going to share with the outside world. Mm-hmm. And so the more you feel happy and joyful and naturally blissful, the more you're able to share that with the outside world. And, you know, getting in touch and in tune with life and with yourself certainly makes that much more, you know, of a possibility to be able to feel those things, joy and, you know, bliss and love and compassion. Those, you know, those come from getting in touch with, you know, getting in touch with the space within.
Mm-hmm. So your practice is in Farmington Hills, and I know you don't have a website, but again, listeners, we're talking to Dr. Jennifer Giordano. Did I say that right?
Yay. You got it.
All right. and her practice is in Farmington Hills. Her phone number is 248-497-9446. All of her information is available or will be available on the Welcome to Blissville page and EmpowerRadio.com. You practice so many, you offer your clients such a place of balance by bringing in this type of meditation. And because of your work with Sadhguru, it's got to be so rewarding. It's got to be rewarding for him. I mean, to have met somebody. I've never met a guru myself. I've worked with a lot of people. And I was talking with Nathaniel before the show, our producer here. And in watching him share his wisdom and be so relaxed and confident, that really had to be amazing to work with him.
It has been, it's amazing to be in the presence of someone who, you know, I remember when I first saw him, and I knew nothing. When I first saw him, I had no idea what I had gotten myself into. It was a recommendation from one of my attending physicians when I was just starting my residency at Henry Ford Hospital. One of the physicians I was working with as a resident said, you know, there's this man coming from India, and what he has to teach is just amazing, what he's offering. And I had no idea. I just knew that I was open to, you know, meditation and yoga. And I happened to not be on call the weekend that the program was happening, and it was 5 minutes from my house. So I said, okay, I'll go.
It's aligning.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It very much so. It did align. And so I went to the program, and, you know, I guess, and I had been seeking, you know, I was probably, you know, I was a seeker since I was, you know, in my early 20s, late teens, kind of looking for the answers to life's deeper questions and what's the meaning of life and why am I here and what's the purpose. And when I saw him, it was the first time I really saw someone who truly seemed to know, not just know, but he emanated the answers to what I was looking for. He just, it was someone who knew to the core, in his bones, it comes through him. And that was, that was 6 years ago.
Wow.
And if life blesses you to find a gem or the gem of your lifetime, you know, mm-hmm. of your life's experience, then, you know, this is definitely, I found the thing that I was looking
right.
for.
Well, and listeners, we can all find that thing as well by visiting the IshaFoundation.org website. The information will be on ours here at EmpowerRadio.com and attending his event. Dr. Giordano, we are like down to the close here. And I love to have my guests leave the listeners with, you know, one or two thoughts that they can take out into the day and maybe bring a little bit more joy to their life. What would that be for you?
I think it would be, you know, trust trust in your inner wisdom and follow your passion. And there is a passion deep inside of you that's trying to say something and mm-hmm. wants to take you somewhere in life. And I just, I ask you to follow that, or, you know, just, I hope that, or, you know, that, you know, you may be blessed enough to have the opportunity to follow that, your deepest, your life's deepest passion. It's worth it. And what's at the end of that road is beyond what you can even imagine in terms of life experience and richness, inner richness and health and well-being.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here and sharing your wisdom and sharing Sadhguru's wisdom. And I am looking forward to seeing you at the inner engineering, right? Inner engineering?
Yes.
Workshop weekend. Thank you, Dr. Giordano. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me, and look forward to seeing you too.